It is a Flush the Format Friday. Do it every Friday. Your picks all morning long. 237, it's text 35270 to get them to us. Hi, I'm Zero. That's Joel D. filling in for Amy K. for one more day. She's back on Monday as we do a Friday fill in the blank. And actually very Amy K. inspired because she posted some kind of gnarly photos of a sunburn. And it was like day one of her trip. It's like you barely walked into Florida and you're fried. And that's going to affect the rest of your time there. So in our very much Amy K. inspired Friday fill in the blank, today we're going to do... The vacation was great until blank. The vacation was great until blank. Now, I'm sure she had plenty of fun, and we'll hear about it next week, but it's going to affect your time. The vacation was great until I'm completely all sunburned. That's going to affect your time there. You ever have a real good vacation, then it kind of took a turn. Maybe you salvaged it, but it was really rough after this point. The vacation was great until blank. Joel D.
It's going to be, it was a road trip vacation, and the vacation was great until I got 6 hours down the road, just cruising down the interstate. And I was like, oh gosh, oh goodness gracious, my suitcase, my clothes, my dog's food. I didn't even pack the van. It was the dumbest thing ever.
So you just like rolled up into the car, like time to get out of here, and just weren't even thinking, huh?
It was crazy. I had like a backpack, and I don't know why. If I thought like I, because sometimes I like pre-pack before, like if I, you know, I think I was on the morning show at the time, so like I would have loaded it before I come to work and just boom, boom, get home, grab Jasper, and hit the road. And some, I'm usually I do that, so I pack the van before I go into work or whatever, and I can just hit the road instantly. That day, I don't know what happened, and I was 6 hours already, 6 hours into the trip. It's like, do I drive 6 hours back to be able to drive another 6 hours plus, you know, all the time it's going to take me to get to the mountains? What in the world? So I ended up buying, you know, just a few new clothes and all kinds of stupid stuff and dog food. Luckily, there was a pet store, too, that was open. Like, it was just, it became a thing. It was, it makes no, who does that?
That is the decision you need to make then, though. Like, do I want to just, like, replace all my stuff, or do I want to turn around? And you're far enough that it's like, yeah, I'm just buying new stuff.
I mean, if I was 2 hours, it might have been a different story, but I was six. Like, I was already invested. I was already more than halfway there.
Where's a Walmart?
Yeah, exactly.
Is there a Walmart near here? Friday, fill in the blank. The vacation was great until blank. You hit this point, and it gets a little rocky after that. Hi.
Our plane that we're on filled up with smoke.
Sheesh. At what point in the flight was this? Like at the end, mid-flight, beginning?
We're getting ready to take off, and then they turned around, and they had told us to get off the plane. They had to fly somebody in from Texas to fix it.
Oh, so eventually you guys ended up leaving on that same plane.
Yep.
I hate when they do stuff like that. Like, at least do me the courtesy of putting me on a different plane if this one was that messed up. At least lie to me. Call it something else. Pretend like you brought it. Oh, it's just very similar to the one you were on before. Oh, thank God.
Oh, thank you. I hate when they do that, too. It's like, you're going to lay me over here until you fix a plane? Who says I want to be on this plane right now, too?
Yeah, maybe at this point, I might as well just find another way to get there.
Yeah,
at this rate.
The plane was smoking. No, thank you. Don't want to get on that.
It was a great vacation until blank. What happened? 237 and stash 35270 with Brittany till the world ends. Y94 in the Playhouse on A Flush, the Format Friday. It is the Playhouse in the morning. Y94, 7:38 in the morning. Zero with Joel D filling in for Amy K. Today, a Friday fill in the blank. The vacation was great until blank. What was the thing that made you go, like, yep, took a turn?
I crapped my pants.
Okay. Did you eat something bad? Or, like, what? Is there a reason this happened?
My kid kicked me where the sun don't shine and crapped my pants in the swimming pool.
Oh, so you're telling me you had a Caddyshack moment?
Yep.
He's taking too much pleasure in that, my guy. He's like, yeah, he relived that moment for a second.
Yikes. That's just the whole story. Because, like, you got kicked and then that happens. And just, it doesn't get any better the whole way it goes.
That hurts.
Vacation was great until blank. Are we getting a couple, Joel D?
Let's see. Somebody said the vacation was great until I got caught in a sudden rainstorm during our hike. We ended up soaked and had to take shelter under a tree until it passed. I feel like that would be fun, though. I've had those moments before. But it's also sketchy if you're on top of a mountain. You're going to get, like, electrocuted with lightning. Somebody said they accidentally dropped their phone into the pool on the rest of the trip. They weren't able to take photos, but the remainder of it, they were disconnected and got to enjoy the moments versus living on their phone. So that's kind of a good ending to it, I guess.
I guess if you're going to have a disaster, it might as well be a disaster that works out to your benefit.
100%. And then somebody else saying they got food poisoning from a sketchy street vendor. They kind of regret eating the food, but it made for the vacation trip.
Vacation was great until blank.
So we had two head injuries, a broken toe, a bashed knee, and seven people severely sunburned. Oh. All pretty much happened the first day out of a five-day vacation.
So the other 4 days were a lot of aloe, continental breakfast, and cable television. Got it. Vacation was great until...
Hi, my vacation was going great until the first night in our resort when my mother-in-law slipped on the floor and blew out her knee. She spent our entire week in Cancun in a wheelchair.
Wheel you into the sun under an umbrella. Here's your drink. We'll see you later. Bye.
See ya.
Vacation was great until blank. 237 to the Playhouse of the Morning. Flush the Format Friday. Hey, it's Playhouse. 194. A Friday fill in the blank on this Flush the Format Friday. The vacation was going great until...
Until I puked all over the floor at the Disney cruise restaurant.
Barfing all over the place, kids looking at you, people in giant mascot Mickey Mouse costumes running away.
Yeah, it was quite embarrassing, yes.
Now, was this just because you're on a boat, or like on a cruise, or were you drunk? Or?
Yeah, because I get motion sick, and throughout the day. I thought I was doing fine, and then as the day went on, I got worse and worse, and then I sat down for dinner, took one bite, and I'm like, I need to go to the room, so I stood up, I walked like out the restaurant to like the marble entrance in the front, and just threw up there in full view of the restaurant.
Really no good way to feel good about yourself when a woman dressed as Cinderella literally has to go clean your vomit.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it was a wreck. I felt so bad about it.
You just can't be like, hey, everybody's part of the show. I'm actually Cinderella's wicked stepsister. Supposed to be happening. Something about being a Disney cruise just makes it sadder.
That would be the worst. I don't know. I've always wanted to do a cruise, but I know I get like motion sickness too. But those ships are so giant. They say you don't really, but I mean, clearly it still happened for her.
Yeah, no kid. And are we seeing any other? The vacation was great until...
Somebody said vacation was great until I fell in the lake and lost my glasses. Yeah, I probably wouldn't be able to see for the rest of the trip. Somebody else said they ended up in the hospital with a blood infection and kidney stones. Ouch. That
sounds lovely.
That would be vacation. So painful. And then this one, luckily, knocking on wood, this never happened to me. Vacation was great until a rental car broke down in the middle of nowhere. We spent hours waiting for a tow truck.
Vacation was great until...
I've never been sunburned in my life, and because I tan real easy. We went to Florida, mm-hmm. and we were on a pontoon in the Gulf of Mexico, and I got so burnt, I blistered. It ended up wearing a seat for 3 days, and that was it.
So basically, your first experience with sunburn was on vacation. That's fun.
Oh, man. There was this one time I took a trip out to California before I decided to move there. So it was just me solo. And I went up to Northern California, went to a baseball game with my cousin. And I just got so sunburnt because we sat right in the sun. And I was like, that's fine. That's fine. And then went down to L.A. and I got a hotel right by the beach. Long story short, my sunburn from Northern California started to peel and bubble like that.
Sure.
And I asked, okay, this is why I'm setting this up. I said to the housekeeper, can you put more lotion in my room, please?
Yeah.
It's for the sunburn. It's for the sunburn.
Guy traveling all by himself asking for some lotion.
Coming up next.